Okay. Jerry, you want to come sit in the middle? You want to go back a little bit better?
You're easy.
We'll sit in the middle.
It's voluntary. If you want, don't want to, that's fine.
I think it's got something to do with how he falls asleep in the rug.
Really?
Oh, anywhere.
I want to make.
Yeah, I usually wind up taking a female back, but let's just make a male back.
I don't know why it's got one.
Just pull you up a little closer to this mic. There you go. Okay, close your eyes.
Now if I start slurping down my.
Yeah, right, no problem. Okay, Jerry, close your eyes.
Okay.
Relax your whole body. I'm going to count to five. And you're going to go back in the same state of relaxation you were in when you saw yourself as Jeremiah. One, going back. Two, back, Father. Three, deeper state of relaxation. Four, five, you're back to where you were before when you saw yourself as Jeremiah. Very relaxed. And you're going to see yourself in that life as Jeremiah. You're going to understand who you were and what the life was all about. Back, very relaxed. You're going back. It's clearer. Everything is becoming clearer and clearer. You're more relaxed, going into a deeper state of relaxation. Very deeply relaxed, deeper and deeper and deeper, relaxed, extremely relaxed. So everything is becoming very, very clear. A great state of relaxation. Very deeply relaxed. You're going back into some time period that was important in this life you saw as Jeremiah. Where are you at?
I don't know.
What do you see? Is your name Jeremiah? What is your name? Are you seeing where you are?
Yeah.
What do you see?
See some wagons.
Where are you at? Just arrived from where?
Been traveling a long ways.
Where have you traveled from?
It was a filthy ship.
A ship?
Yes.
Did you come from abroad?
Came
Where did you come from on the ship?
I just remember it was really cold and rained a lot. I didn't like that.
What year is this taking place?
This is, I've been traveling for so long, I don't even know for sure. I think I... 1885, I think, is when I first boarded this ship.
And are you aware of Brigham Young?
Yes, I've heard his name.
Are you a Mormon?
No, I'm actually looking for Brigham Young.
Okay. Let's move ahead in time. Do you find him?
Move ahead in time. What does that mean?
Okay, you're now at the time you just got off the ship, but time goes forward. You're moving to another part of this life.
Mm.
Do you meet the Mormons? You go out west?
I've heard of the Mormons.
Do you ever go out west?
No.
Oh, you don't? Okay. Okay, let's go up to that time that you were running and hiding. What is happening? And why are they after you?
I've met these two young men that were... They're about my age, and I've only known them for a few days. But they came...
Okay, you're okay. You're okay, you can handle it. What are you saying? Did they betray you or something?
I shouldn't be with them.
You what? Said what?
I shouldn't be with them.
How come?
Well... not very smart, and I think they're taking advantage of me.
Oh. That's too bad. Yeah. Okay, we're going to move ahead in time now. You'll be able to remember this and relate it to your current life and your situation. You'll get insight from this. As it moves on, moving forward. I'm going to move you back to the present. I'm going to count to three. You're going to be perfectly all right, at peace, feeling fine. One, two, moving ahead to the present. Three, you're in the present, feeling at peace.
Welcome back.
Yeah, you had a traumatic situation.
What did you see back then? Is it something you can share? You may not want to share it. Who knows?
I don't know what to think about it.
Did these boys abuse you or something? Or were they out to kill you?
No, I ended up basically taking the fall for something they did.
Taking what?
The fall or something that they did.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think they had stolen something. You know, tried to run from the whoever it was that they had
so
taken
they,
from.
The authorities came after you instead of them?
No, it wasn't the authority. It was the person who they stole from.
No, he came after you, huh?
Yeah.
And so you got killed in their place?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Well, that's a bummer.
It's kind of like guilt by association, I guess.
Yeah.
But didn't you say you were running away from somebody before?
You must have been running away from the guy that thought you did it, huh?
Well, I kind of remember that they had... I had somewhat known these two, and they had... just regular walking through the day or whatever, bumped into that day, and they were running and... ran with them, and yeah, it's kind of the evening.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, well, your emotional body really went back very good.
Hmm. Yeah. It must have, yeah.
Yeah, you were really affected. Your emotional body went more than your mental body back. Your mental body went somewhat, but you get the details. Yeah. Okay, wow. Well, that might give you some keys as to why certain things happen in this life. Maybe you've had some advantages in this life because of that negative thing that happened to you in that one.
Well, it's interesting because I always felt like I've been kind of favored. You know,
yeah. And that'll be what happened. If you were wrongly put to death, then, you know, in this life.
Yeah, I got shot right here.
Really? Do you have any scars there, though? Have you ever had a scar there? Well, you have a kind of a mark here. Sometimes if you're shot somewhere, you'll have some type of mark or a door.
Yeah, I see the guy. He just sees me hiding there, and I look up at him, and he just...
Bang, huh? Mm. Yeah, that's a traumatic experience.
Mm.
Okay, well, I'm sure.